Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, on to the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's Monday episode, I'm going to continue with my 5-minute meal tip series. I've already done 3 episodes on this with my breakfast, my lunch, and my afternoon snack. Today, I'm going to talk about my dinner. Before I get into it, though, if you enjoy the show, please do me a favor, subscribe, rate it, share it on your social media. It is the best way to help me grow. So, okay, going into my dinner, this is going to be a higher carb meal for me from the macros that I have left. Again, I am on maintenance / small surplus, so I do have a good bit of carbs to play with. And in this meal, I actually really don't mind if I do feel a little bit sleepier afterwards. On the contrary, I actually want that since it helps me relax and drift off to sleep a little bit later. So I do usually incorporate some simple carbs like rice in larger portions in this meal. This can also just be potatoes. If you're more in a dieting phase, I would still recommend having this meal as well as the meals around your training be higher in carbs, but again, perhaps your lunch being lighter in carbs. Of course, if this is your post-workout meal, in any case, this would be also a good reason to have those simple carbs in here. I usually pair that with some chicken or fish. I don't eat red meat all that often. I'm not a big fan of pork, not for any particular nutritional reasons. I just prefer chicken or fish, so that's what I normally go with. And then I have a healthy fat source such as avocado, or saute, cook things in coconut oil, olive oil, whatever that might be. With my vegetables also, I do try to keep those easy to digest, and for me that tends to be things like spinach, capsicum or bell peppers, mushrooms, or like sauteed mushrooms, zucchini, that kind of thing. So it's not going to be high in cruciferous vegetables or beans or legumes for me personally, just because I know that that's going to sit in my stomach for longer. And this meal I would have at about 6:30. So I am mindful of sleep or it impacting sleep. I do have my supplements with this meal, which is my omega-3, my ashwagandha, zinc, and magnesium, also to initiate sort of the relaxation more. And as I've mentioned before, I don't drink a lot of water with my main meals. And of course, a little bit of water to take in those supplements, but generally speaking, at this point in time, I would be at about 2.5, maybe even 3 liters of hydration over the course of the day if we include my early morning water, my workout shake or drink, my morning coffee, my afternoon 500 milliliters with whatever it is, electrolytes or so, and my afternoon coffee. So that would be about, off the top of my head, maybe about 100 ounces. I'm not entirely sure. But yes, after this, I do almost always have a room for a snack. Of course, if I'm eating out, I won't have this snack because normally the meals out usually are a bit higher in calories. So I don't have that then, or maybe just a teeny tiny bit of that. And this snack is actually super flexible. So I kind of just fill in the blanks. This is where I play macro Tetris, depending on what I have left over. It might be another bowl of yogurt with something. It might just be regular ice cream. It might be protein ice cream. It might be just a little bit of chocolate. It might be something savory like popcorn. It really, really depends what I feel like. So this is where for me the flexibility part comes in. Some people don't even need that flexibility. Other people want more flexibility and also have more variety with their lunch options or more variety with their breakfast options. But generally speaking, and the research is quite clear on that, we do have more successful dieters that don't mix things up every single day, just because it makes the process, or it drains, excuse me, it drains more willpower, more thinking power. If you have to play macro Tetris with every single meal and with every single day, spending so much time on your planning, versus when you largely have a 3-4 staple meals or so, you just copy and paste from across. You don't necessarily need to think, oh, should this be 50 grams of something or 150 grams of something, you kind of know already a little bit better. So that just makes things easier. I do encourage some flexibility. I don't actually like seeing people eat the exact same things for several weeks, because we do need to practice some eating out. We do need to practice fitting in, some surprise that someone brought over or your mom cooking for you. So my last episode in this segment, or my next episode in this segment, is going to be about what to do when you want to go out for pizza, what to do when you forgot your lunch and you need to pivot a little bit. So hopefully you'll find that helpful also. If you are watching this on YouTube or anywhere else where you can leave comments, I would love to hear what your favorite dinner is as well, of course. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com, where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.